right down the line, the planning that inspired the severance movement.
I guess it's because once the decision is made, and it's the same on any decision in council, once the decision is made, you have to own it. And you can sit there and you can sulk and say, well, I didn't win and so I'm not going to do anything about it. Or you can take it on board and say, well, okay, then it is now a decision that I as a councillor have a responsibility to take on board and make it happen properly. And it has, so it wasn't just the planning concept, but it was the other whole thing. I guess it was more than that too.
Because now at this stage you're owning something that the rest of the council doesn't want to own, so...
That's right, yeah. I guess, Deborah, I've got some thoughts about it that I don't particularly want to say.
Fair enough.
Because I could be libelous.
Fair enough. One of the things that really interested me when I was talking to Barry Simon was he said in the first year the council took the decision that the social planner's role should be part of the senior staff. It should be a very important part of that senior staff group. Did that come from the Shire of Berwick, or was that a new thing that's happening with the city?
No, I think it was predominantly a City of Berwick driven thing, and I think we were very fortunate that that with someone, with an engineer like Max Pawsey, who had a wider vision of what planning was, and he didn't just see it as roads and drains and what have you, that it also meant people. And I think that that's how it all came about, that council took on that aspect of it also. And so the social planning side of it has always been an integral part of the whole of the City of Berwick. And it's true. I mean, roads are used by people, and drains are used because people are putting waste down those drains, etc. So if you haven't got people, you haven't got a need to do it from an engineering point, let alone from a social planning point of view. Yeah. So.
Do you see that as something that has been important in the development of the city?
Very much so. Very much so.
And what other things like that do you see as different to the way things are done elsewhere, that sort of encapsulate what the city's...
It's meant... I guess I touched on it before. In the past, the things that happened, it's always been a catch-up situation. But I think what was the beautiful part about the City of Berwick was that it saw from the word go that if you planned for it and did your research, that it was possible to have this infrastructure, the social planning, in when it was needed. And that hadn't been the case previously. And that was the most important part about it. We're running out of time, aren't we?
That's all right. Any other things like that you've noticed over the years of the development of the city that have been particularly...
I'm sure there are. I'm just unconscious of the fact that I've on this time lapse and...
we'll have to continue this at some other stage.
No, just off the top of my head, no.
Right, well, I understand that you were very involved in the concept of Wilson Botanic Park.
Yes, I moved the motion in council that the officers investigate the feasibility of the old quarry site becoming a park. Mm-hmm. And of course they went off and they did their investigations and they came back and said yes, that it was possible to do, but there was no money around to in fact make that happen. Mm-hmm. Around about that time Victoria was celebrating its 150th year and some money was made available through that, which originally we thought was going to be a lot more than it was. And when we finally got it, it was just not going to have any effect at all on the park. So it in turn was channeled off to help develop the Jim Alexander Reserve up in Endeavour Hills, which was the opportunity to retain an area of Casuarinas that we might otherwise have lost. And so the plans for Wilson Botanic Park were put on the back burner, so to speak. And in fact, it was Ron Chidgey who then raised them again and said, you know, perhaps we won't be able to get some money out of the bicentennial celebrations for Australia. And that was how it sort of came to the fore again. And Ron, apart from being involved as an officer, has had that personal commitment as well. And it really, I've always seen it as my secret garden. And I haven't been to see the new version of that film yet, although I'd seen the old one that many times and read the book so many times, it's not funny. But it was just such an opportunity to do something that very special, not only for the area, but I think for Australia as a whole, because it's just been so exciting, that whole development. And then, of course, the accidental finding of the fossils, which was so exciting. And it's been tremendous, the commitment the council has made. We were lucky. In the first instance, we didn't have access from the highway, which made the whole development a little bit of a low-key development. But once we were able to get that extra money out of the 200 years and acquire that front portion of that access, it just opened the whole thing right up. It's just got so much potential up there, and such a beautiful place. And at around about that same time, the timber industry were not being seen in a very good light out there in the community, and so I made the suggestion that perhaps we could go to the timber industry and ask them if they would support us. And that was how the Hoo Hoo Club got involved, because the Hoo Hoo Club are the service club of the timber industry, and they've been great supporters of the park, and that's how our wonderful tower is up there. And it's possibly something that I'm not going to live to see the end result of it, but what's there already is just great. And that at times has sort of gone back on me a little bit too as a councillor, because I've been able to see that as something that will benefit all of the City of Berwick, Victoria and Australia. But when it came up to my more recent council elections, when I re-stood after having been off council for 8 years, it was thrown back in my face about I cared more about that end of the municipality than I did the area that I was trying to represent. It was quite fascinating.
Any other points just in the brief? This brief version.
This very brief version.
About the development of the cities that you think should be highlighted?
I think the landfill site, again, was something that was different, because it was obvious that the government were looking for local government to have a different approach to the disposal of garbage. But I think that the City of Berwick was quite innovative in the way they approached that. And instead of having it imposed from above, we sort of ran with it ourselves. And so it developed along the lines that we wanted it to happen. But I think that's reflected in everything that the City of Berwick has done. I mean, the CCT and all of those things that are confronting us at the moment, we've embraced them when we knew that it was something that was going to be something we had to deal with. And as a result of that, you've got more of a chance of making it work for you instead of against you. I guess the only area where I feel a bit powerless is in regard to the current restructuring. And it's ironic when you think that the reason that I stood for council in the first instance was because of the severance annexation, and then subsequently I was appointed to the local government board, and then following that to the local government commission, and served my term traipsing all around the state of Victoria trying to restructure various municipalities.
Was that in 85?
Yeah, I finished in 85. I was from the early 1980s through to 1985 my term finished. In fact, that was one of the contributing factors as to why I didn't renominate in 1984. As a councillor, there were a variety of personal things as well, but one of the ones was that I was so busy going around the state in my role as a local government commissioner that I felt that I was not being able to give the time at the local level that I felt the people deserved. And I think once you feel like that, then it's time to get out and let somebody else in who can spend the time. The other thing that happened too, I suppose, that when you look at things from a more global view, it makes it a little bit hard then to come back and sit at the smaller picture, and I found a certain frustration in all of that. But however, it didn't keep me away from it forever and a day, did it?
And anything else that you think should be highlighted?
I think that the council's approach to leisure is incredibly good. And they've planned for it and they're putting it into place. Inevitably, it doesn't matter what you do, there will always be somebody out there who'll say, we don't do enough. But I think the council has taken that on board and done that very well. And of course, the community development that occurs in Berwick is a leader in the field. And I guess if I had another half an hour, I could sit there and talk about that one too. Because right back to the Shire days, when we employed Nora Newell as a social worker, she wasn't a social worker, she was a welfare officer. The Shire appreciated the needs and that local government could be involved at that level, and so it's always been something the council's been prepared to take on, even when people thought local government shouldn't be involved in that area. And when you look at the sorts of services that we provide for our community now, I think that's what makes Berwick special. Yeah.
Do you want to stop there?
Yep.